And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Almost daylight on the West Coast. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, sending you Roberto off today. Mr. Scott Cunningham making sure all the buttons get pushed in the right direction. Not always the easiest of tasks. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing. We got a big hour two in front of us as well. Jay Taylor on the other side from the Magicians, and we'll be talking to her about the show. But it's been about Peyton Manning's retirement, a little bit of Kansas City baseball mixed in there as well. It was a fun first hour. We're going to continue it in the second hour, my friend, and you can get us on all kinds of platforms and listen to us.
Exactly right about that, Bob. A myriad of devices and platforms that you can use to listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. We have a listen live link to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. It's sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and I'm sure a couple you can't, or you could simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio, an app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC. A ton of on-demand content, and again, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
And if we're bringing you a little bit of a taste of home as you're serving us overseas and protecting the values and freedom that we enjoy, we hope you're enjoying it. We're very proud to be a part of it.
Bob, on the other side, we're going to jump out of the world of sports and into the world of entertainment. Jay Taylor from Sci-Fi's new series, The Magicians, joins us next, so be sure to keep it where it's at.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Google a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold for a couple minutes here as we are joined by Jade Taylor. Jade, part of the cast of The Magicians, and we'll talk to her this morning on the Attack. Good morning, Jade. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you.
Well, we appreciate that. Let's jump right into it. We don't have you for all that long a period of time. The series itself is based on a trilogy of books by Lev Grossman. It centers around magic, which is always appealing. And it's at Break Bills University, a secret institution. So talk to us a little bit about it.
Yes, it is. Well, you just explained it all. So essentially what happens is there are these grad students that don't even know that they are magically adept and magically show up at this test to test their magical aptitude. And so they're thrown into this circumstance once they pass, or if they pass, they're thrown into this circumstance where they're immersed in this magical world that they didn't even know existed. So it's discovering magic and what that means to them and what their abilities are. And so it's and it follows this this group of 7-8 characters and their journey through that.
Now, will you guys be fighting evil as witches, you know, things like evil warlocks and demons and everything, maybe akin to the old WB show Charmed that had Alyssa Milano and company, and it will be something along those lines?
There are definitely challenges and creatures of sorts that they have to face, and there is a beast. They call it the Beast, and it's a magical being that they have to, that is the biggest challenge for them, at least this season. And so, yeah, they do have to face things and test their skills, and they have to fight for their survival. So, yeah.
Talk about your character a little bit, Katie Orlov Diaz.
Mm-hmm. So what's really fun is Katie is a character that isn't exactly written in the book. She was based off of a character named Amanda Orloff, who actually dies in the book. And the writers decided to create this whole other character. And so it's really fun because I'm constantly discovering new things about her. So a lot of the other cast, they have the books to go off of. And for me, I get to go off of the scripts, and I never know what's going to happen with her. And she is sort of, she's really multifaceted, and she has a lot of layers. And so she's really, really fun to play and really fun to discover.
Jade Taylor from Sci-Fi's new series, The Magicians, joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You talked about playing a character in a show adapted from a book that wasn't in the book. And you talked about how multidimensional the character is. Also talk about the unique ability you have in this case where the character is not truly in the book. You have a lot more freedom and license than those that are playing the characters that are in the book, because people who read the books and then follow the series will say, hey, wait a minute, you don't have that situation here. So talk a little bit about that unique advantage and what that gives you.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely a unique advantage. Well, our brilliant executive producers, Sarah Gamble and John McNamara, they got to create this character, and I was able to bring it to life in this beautiful way. And so there was this amazing collaboration as well. They told me what they wanted, and I was able to present it, and they seemed to love it. And so it just kept going from there. And again, it's really fun because I never know where she's going to go. And but she's faced with a lot of different circumstances that could either make her go dark or make her go light, and you never know where it's going to pull her. So so it's really fun, and it keeps me on my toes for sure.
You know, it's interesting, and you know, you talked about having some freedom. One of the nice things and Sci-Fi Network and networks along those lines, when you're playing with sci-fi, it's unlimited opportunities. You can just basically explore the universe however the writers deem fit. Are the writers in real good collaboration with the actors as far as what directions the script goes?
Well, as far as the direction of the script, I think because they have to go based on the book, and they're brilliant, so we give them, like, full credit, full reign. Like, they go for it 100%. But if we do have ideas or thoughts about our character, they're so open. They're the best bosses in the world. They're just so lovely and amazing and collaborative in every way. So... yeah,
you know, the acting process is always something that's fascinating for me from the standpoint of, you know, maybe going from, you know, playing different types of roles and how that stretches you. But also, in your case, you've done TV series, you've done movies. Talk about the unique challenge of each, being on a TV series and that work schedule, as opposed to being on a movie and that work schedule, and the type of differing challenges they provide for an actress.
There's all sorts, really. As far as the work schedule, as far as a film goes, you really know what days you're working for that time span. Or whether it's a month, 2 months, 3 months, you really know what days you're going to be working. And, of course, it shifts here and there, but you have a general idea. In TV, you don't really know until the week before what days you're going to be working and for how many hours. And it's a lot more hours, usually, than it is for film. But also, what's different and unique about the script itself is you really know in a film what's going to happen till the end. If with TV, you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes you get the script a week before, and so you're constantly surprised. There's constantly something new that you have to discover and learn and expand your character. So they're very, very different, but equally amazing.
Jade, as we let you go, give us the how, where, and when on how we can find The Magicians.
All right, well, it's tonight at 9 on Sci-Fi, and that is on the West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast time. Make sure you check it out. It's amazing. It's so much fun, and you're going to love it.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime as new projects come on the horizon for you. Thanks for the couple minutes.
Thank you for having me.
Very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Jade Taylor here on The Attack. And very, very measured, well-spoken actress, and seems to really enjoy the creative process, Joe.
Absolutely, Bob. And again, Sci-Fi's new series, The Magicians, Monday. It's this Monday night and now every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 8 Central Time on Sci-Fi.
You can't go wrong with a magician.
Oh.
People will always find fascination in it. And, you know, it's funny, Joe. We were talking about the Sci-Fi Network, and there's been a trend. Like, I don't know if you remember Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they gave Will Wheaton, the Wesley Crusher character, his own avenue to just move around, and basically it was a mix of exploring sci-fi, but also like poking a little bit of fun at it. They give them a lot more freedom on those kind of networks to really take risks that traditional networks would not give them the artistic license to do. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun and success with the series.
I mean, we hope so. And, you know, like we said, witches and magic, always fascinating. And sci-fi will be able to explore that an awful lot with, you know, a program like this. So, you know, we'll be watching. And Jade was great. And we look forward to having her on again down the line. As you said, as projects unfold for her.
Yep. At least it's not zombies.
Yeah.
I'd rather see magicians than zombies. Well, I mean, it's played out.
Yeah, well,
5 years ago, it was vampires.
All right. Well, on the other side, Bob, we jump back into the world of sports talk, and specifically, where does Peyton Manning fall in the pantheon of great quarterbacks? Bob and I will discuss it next, and you can weigh in at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at Span56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind, bud?
Jeff Randolph, your Hotchkiss representative. A bag for every purse and vice versa. Get it?
We don't want any.
Remember, we're here to serve you. Now, as the new owner of this splendid little store, Hotchkiss wants to welcome you to its big happy family. Now, here in this briefcase lies the answer to all of your problems.
Yeah, what's in it?
The greatest spring line in 30 years. The talk of the industry. I'm going to try to sneak you in ahead of all of my other customers.
On the level?
Yes, sir. Now, look at this. Have you ever seen a picnic hamper like that before?
Why, looks like a whole doggone kitchen.
37 sophisticated accessories, not including the collapsible drinking cup.
How do you like that?
I'll put you down for a dozen. Here is the sweetheart of the whole spring line. A combination ladies' handbag and umbrella. Snappy jewel colors. Oatmeal, eggplant, mustard, Dubonnet, Devonshire clubber, blubber, blabber.
Okay. Send over a couple of dozen of them umbrellas.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Mechanic Corey Apple. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Spam 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA.
Well, Bob, last segment, before we stepped away, I asked the question, where does Peyton Manning rank in the pantheon of great quarterbacks? And now it's time for us to discuss it and, you know, weigh in with our thoughts on where he lies amongst the great quarterbacks in NFL history. I'll give you one thing I think is abundantly clear. He's certainly in the top five quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. And I don't think anybody's going to disagree with me on that regard or in that regard.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But it's funny, though, because, you know, we talk about it. Let's just say, for devil's advocate here, had he not won the Super Bowl, would he still be in that top five?
Yes. Okay. I think this decisively puts him very at the very top or near the very top of that top five list. And I came up, and again, this is one of those lists that could be heavily debated. And I guess some of this list is skewed on my age, because guys not on it are guys like Otto Graham and Bart Starr, to name two.
Certainly understandable.
My top six list consists of, and I'll give it to you in no particular order, I'll give you the six guys, and then we can hash out where they belong.
Okay.
I came up with Marino, Elway, Brady, Unitas, Manning, Montana.
Okay.
That's my six. And if you want, I can tell you what order I put the six in. If not, we can hash out where we think the six belong. But that was my six.
No. Go ahead. Throw it out there.
All right. I put Montana number one. And I'll give you a little detail as to why, and then we'll move forward, because I'm not going to spend too much time breaking down the list. To me, the separating thing about Montana compared to the other guys on the list, and these are the greatest quarterbacks who have ever played this game, he compiled big passing yardage in the era before everybody was compiling big passing yardage. He was kind of that trailblazer, him coupled with Bill Walsh and the West Coast offense. You know, was one of the great postseason winners of all time, as well as a great regular season winner. Also, was a guy who, let's go back, everybody says, well, he had Jerry Rice, he had this guy, he had that guy. All true. But if you go back and look at his first Super Bowl, he won it without a running game.
Mm-hmm.
The San Francisco 49ers running back was a gentleman by the name of Bill Ring in their first Super Bowl run. Who, you say? Go look him up. Bill
yep.
Ring. They invented the swing pass, the wheel, in essence, the wheel route out of the backfield as a way to replace the run. Wasn't thrown before Joe Montana and Bill Walsh came up with it. So he's at the top of the list for me. Manning was second because he owns just about every regular season passing record that there is, Bob. He's now won two Super Bowls with two different teams and closed the one hole in the resume. Not a great postseason winner. That hole's been filled. He's been a great regular season winner, now a great postseason winner, owns just about every individual record there is. So he was second.
Okay.
From there, Unitas, you know, again, the most influential quarterback of his time by not a wide margin, but a significant margin. Brady, winner. You know, again, another guy with great numbers, has had an incredible impact on his team and their long since sustained success. Need I say more about Elway and his two Super Bowls? And then Marino, maybe the greatest actual pure passer that the game has ever seen, but didn't win a Super Bowl, got to one, never got back there again. So that's my six, and that's the order I put him in.
I think that's fair. And, you know, again, when you do these kind of lists, as we're fond of saying, we can always quibble and insert people, not insert people. The only thing and
list, isn't it, really?
Right. But I'm going to. The only thing I would quibble with, and this is just because I put winning into my justification for a lot of this. And Marino was a winner, and he was certainly one of the purest passers ever. But then again, so was Dan Fouts. Mm-hmm. I put Terry Bradshaw in at six.
Okay.
And
I love Bradshaw as a quarterback. You know, and the incredible winner, won four Super Bowls with those Pittsburgh Steelers teams.
Yeah, and, you know, the first one they won in spite of them. The rest of them, they didn't.
Well, that Super Bowl IX defense was remarkable. And, you know, when everybody talked about the Broncos defense being an all-timer, that Super Bowl IX defense
right.
Pittsburgh Steelers had was one for the ages, to be sure.
But, you know, it's funny, though, because you and I, and I felt this way about this for a long, long time, and even when he was in college, although I was the anti-Notre Dame guy, Joe Montana, to me, is above everybody. And I don't want to say by a significant margin.
Of course, not on our airwaves, but he's above everybody.
Right. But M&M Center. That was a fire truck, Joe. Relax. you know what the thing is that it he was a guy, when you look at the physical limitations he had, he was, I think, the smartest quarterback to ever play the position. I think he and Bill Walsh went hand in glove. I don't know that Walsh's system would have been as successful without Joe Montana. I don't know that Joe Montana would have been as successful without Bill Walsh's system. But you talk about perfect synchronicity and the ability to win. And as much as I hate to say it, because I'm a Giant fan the same as you, those Niner teams were the greatest teams ever to set foot on a football field. And one had to do with the other had to do with one. And Joe Montana is just the best that ever set foot on the field. I can agree with Peyton now with the second Super Bowl win being number two. Had he not won it, I would have still put him in the top six.
Absolutely.
But I would have put him behind a couple of other quarterbacks.
Like Unitas and like Brady. Probably
yeah.
came in
fifth.
Fifth, you know. And a bunch of guys slide up. Elway probably slides up as well. And he probably slides in right in front of Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
And you know, Bradshaw's an interesting one. I picked Marino. I've got no problem with you picking Bradshaw. The guy went to and won four Super Bowls. And that's pretty rarefied air. Again, I know those Steeler teams were incredible. You're not going out on a very large limb there, but, well, you know, Joe Gilliam couldn't get him to four Super Bowls.
Right. Terry Hanratty.
Exactly right. So, you know, Bradshaw was a great quarterback. And when you kind of put together a list like this, as you said, it's arbitrary. We're all splitting hairs. I mean, there were guys I didn't name that old-timers.
Oh, yeah.
Old-timers because they're older than me now. There are a lot of guys in this business who call me an old-timer. But, you know, there are guys that saw Otto Graham, that saw...
Well, you left out Bart Starr. That was a perfect example.
You know, that would put those guys on this list. Well, I got to stop somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I stopped. So...
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, even relatively contemporary guys. I mean, you know, I mentioned Dan Fouts, who was one of the great pure passers, but just was never able to get to a Super Bowl. I mean, Air Coryell was one of the greatest offensive spectacles ever.
Absolutely. And while a great passer, Dan Fouts, not as great as Dan pure, but not as great as Dan Marino.
No, but still brilliant.
Yes.
You know, and one of the guys we left out who did win, and we were talking about him a lot throughout the show, was Brett Favre.
Yeah. I think he's just a notch below these.
Yes, he is.
Small notch, but a notch.
Yes, he is.
You know, again, splitting hairs. And, you know, some of that comes from the fact that there was a distasteful nature to the back end of his career and a me-first attitude. He's not the only athlete to have a me-first attitude. It's one of the things that drives them to success is that me-first attitude.
Yep.
Well, you know, reality is where Brett Favre had it spades. You know, not that he didn't work hard, not that he didn't have great success, not that he didn't elevate teams and do all those other things, but the end of his time in Green Bay was handled extremely selfishly by him. He held that franchise hostage year after year, and he wouldn't make a decision, you know, and it affected their drafts, and they were left in many times, you know, in waiting. So he goes down the list for me for, you know, a little bit for that. But even without that, he's a little further down than these guys, but still had a great, great career. And Mark, it's a hell of a gene.
Yep. Among other things. he's hawking everything now. Tommy yeah. Copper and all kinds of stuff.
You know, well, you know, it is. He decided not to go into broadcasting. Unlike a lot of the other guys. What do the other guys do? I'm going to become a broadcaster. He does commercials and then hangs out in his farm in Kiln, Mississippi.
That's it.
Right? Yep. All it works for him.
So far.
All right. Bob, on the other side, you know, more on Peyton Manning, then we'll roll to some other things within the world of sports. It's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Edgy, what's the difference? Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking to some Peyton Manning here, as well we should. And there's a topic I want to get into about the teams themselves, Joe, but let's keep going with Peyton for a couple minutes, and then I'll bring it up in the later on in the segment.
Well, you know, just to kind of surmise it, I mean, owns just about every individual passing record that there is, has won two Super Bowl championships, is the first quarterback to win two Super Bowl championships with two different teams. So he's had postseason success. We know about the regular season success, every individual passing record. He's one of the all-time greats. He'll ride off into the sunset. I don't know what the future holds for him, whether it's, you know, sit around this year, don't go right into a broadcast booth, don't go right into a front office, and maybe, who knows, what we deem as a retirement may be short-lived as somebody calls in November after an injury, or does he immediately jump in and go tackle the next phase of life, whether it be a front office somewhere like Cleveland or Tennessee or game analyst? I mean, I'd love to see Peyton Manning as the lead game analyst on a marquee weekly matchup, you know, that the whole country was seeing. The way he sees the field and the way he can decipher things, you know, his analysis in the booth on what's going on in the head of the quarterback and what's unfolding in front of him, coupled with how articulate and a little bit glib he is, might make for a real interesting listen. It's something I'd look forward to.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I think he would be great in the booth for all the reasons you entailed. I think for FaceTime, the networks might actually lean towards putting him in the studio and analyzing many games at halftime. But, you know, we'll see whether or not that's the direction he wants to take it. I'll tell you, Joe, I'd like to see him in the same position as John Elway is in right now. And that is a true football guy, one of the greats ever, going into the front office, either as an owner, a part owner, director of football operations, whatever it ends up being, and running a franchise. Because some of these franchises that are so misguided could use the steadying hand and the brilliance of a Peyton Manning. I don't know if it would play out successfully or not, but I'd like to see it tried. John Elway would certainly be the path setter as far as that aspect of it goes, because he's done a hell of a job in Denver.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And that's another direction, and maybe that's a possibility. Or maybe just keep buying Papa John's pizzerias and putting them all in the state of Colorado where marijuana is legal and everybody gets hungry and orders Papa John pizza.
Put them right next to a head shop. Hey, I want to throw a trivia question at you.
Okay.
You know, what's going to be the last play of Peyton Manning's career?
Two-point conversion to I can't remember the player's name, but he did give him back to football.
Yes, he did, but the thing about it is, statistically, the last play of his career is a non-stat. It's not counted as a completion.
Right. It's two-point conversion. It's made. It shows up in the box score as a two-point completion made, but it doesn't technically show up as a play in his stats, and it doesn't credit him any yards. And
yep.
It is a play in the game, but it's not a play technically per se that adds to his stats. That's correct.
Yeah, interesting.
It's Fowler. It's Fowler.
Yep. Interesting way to end a career.
That's a trivia question.
A non-stat stat.
Yeah, non-stat stat. It didn't happen, but I saw it. It didn't happen. It's kind of like when they take down those banners. Okay, but I watched the game and they won. Yeah, but
didn't happen.
Down the banners, they lost 1-0.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm done with Peyton.
Okay.
Now, you have anything else?
Yeah, I want to take it in the direction of the teams. And, you know, it's interesting because of the fact that we talked about Brett Favre and you know, playing a hokey pokey for all those years with Green Bay. But once the decision was finally made and they were able to make the transition to Aaron Rodgers, you know, when you think about the injury history that he had at that point, he had played very sparingly and got hurt. When he played, nobody knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be Aaron Rodgers. They were hoping, and they invested the time in him, and he had the chance to sit and watch behind the Hall of Famer for an extended period of time. Well, Denver is in that same situation. Now, Osweiler hasn't had as much opportunity. He hasn't been hurt as such, at least not like Aaron Rodgers was. But how do you feel about Denver, perhaps, although the salary cap is different, having the same opportunity to transition and continuing to win now that they have the legend stepping aside and more than likely, although he's still out there, locking in Brock Osweiler for a little while and seeing how it goes with him and then making the major commitment to him if he comes through like they believe he can?
Well, I mean, nothing is fait accompli. I didn't see enough of a body work that makes me extremely confident that Brock Osweiler is going to be the rousing success in taking the handoff from Peyton Manning the way Aaron Rodgers was in taking the pitch from Brett Favre, as it were. But what, if you're the Denver Broncos, what other choice do you have? You're drafting at the back of the draft. I don't think you're going to go quarterback in this situation. You know, and if you did, he wouldn't be ready to help you now anyway, as this roster is over time going to get blown up, as we've talked about. They're going to have to pay the piper at some point. So with that said, they're left with little choice. And you're going to have to pay a lot of money. Believe it or not, a second-round draft pick quarterback who sat basically quietly behind a future first-ballot Hall of Fame quarterback and made, I believe, 7 starts and did an okay job in those 7 starts, now commands $15 a year for 3 years in the open market. That's
right.
Kind of insane.
Yes, it's completely insane. But I was
out there. That's where, you know, if you're the Denver Broncos, you're left with little choice, and you go for it. Hope you can lean on your defense. Hope this quarterback grows into the job, and maybe for one more year, like you did this past year, your defense carries you, your offense does enough, make sure you upgrade the running attack and the offensive line, and maybe you can defend your Super Bowl title. Maybe this quarterback's the real deal. If he is, you'll end up tearing up that 3-year, $45 million deal, giving him a better one.
Right.
See how you reshape the franchise going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I was focusing a little more on the parallels just because of the situation that, again, aside from the hokey pokey with Brett Favre, they're pretty similar in far as how it went before they got their opportunity to start. The ability to sit for a while, to learn for a while. You learn behind the legend. You know, I mean, let's be honest about it. Even though Aaron Rodgers was drafted by the Green Bay Packers in the first round, you know, he was a guy that fell from possibly the first overall pick down into the 20s. And, you know, they were hoping, but there was no certain guarantee that Aaron Rodgers was going to turn into Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, here's a guy who's going to go to the Hall of Fame himself. Okay. Now, I'm not saying Brock Osweiler is going to go to the Hall of Fame, but there's some definitive parallels between transition of the legend into the next guy up. I can see where Denver would be hopeful that it's going to play out this way. I don't know necessarily Hall of Fame, but they might be able to continue to keep winning even with the salary cap stuff that's around the corner. If Osweiler can play it out, they're pretty confident that he can.
You know, it's amazing. Here's the thing. When Green Bay kept wanting to transition to Aaron Rodgers, and they were extremely confident that he could get it done, despite the fact that they'd hardly seen him play on the NFL level because Favre was indestructible.
Right.
So, but they were sure that Rodgers was – they were sure they weren't going to miss a beat. How they knew that, I don't know, but they were sure.
Oh, no question about it. But, I mean, you know, the NFL observers were sure that Ryan Leaf was going to be a great quarterback, too. No, you never know until they hit the field.
They were extremely confident in Green Bay. I don't see anywhere near that same level of confidence in the Denver Broncos with Brock Osweiler taking over. I think the confidence in Brock Osweiler – long term, as the answer is a lot more lukewarm than the confidence the Green Bay Packers had in Aaron Rodgers back in 2008.
Fair enough. I just wanted to throw it out there because there are parallels.
There definitely are. I'm just saying, you know, and the actual body of work of Brock Osweiler is bigger than Aaron Rodgers before he took over.
Right.
But ironically enough, there was a lot more confidence in Green Bay as Aaron Rodgers was getting ready to take over than there is in Denver with Brock Osweiler getting ready to take over, despite the fact that he started more games.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, in watching the kid, I've seen a lot of stuff that I like. You know, I mean, he's inexperienced, so the stuff that I've seen that I haven't liked, I think it can be dealt with. He certainly has enough arm. And, you know, maybe he will grow into the job. And if that happens, where they have their quarterback, then the salary cap stuff can be dealt with. I mean, they'll still take a big hit, but, you know, you got a Super Bowl defense that you're already paying for, and you got a quarterback that's on the come, hopefully, for them. They could stay winning for a while, even with the financial ramifications that are around the corner.
That's all fair. I mean, if you got a quarterback, you always got a chance. Whether this kid is a quarterback or not is something else. But you say he's inexperienced. Reality is he's not that inexperienced. 4 years sitting behind Peyton Manning. Then he got to, you know, then he actually got to go play in regular season game conditions. He's in a situation to hit the ground running. Whether he has it or not is something else. But inexperience and the need to hide Brock Osweiler is not there. You know, so either he's got it or he doesn't. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't really see where there's inexperience as a factor. When you sit as a backup in this league at the quarterback position for 4 years and then you get to start for half a season's worth of games, you know, I'm not saying you have Peyton Manning's, you know, near 20 years of experience, but you certainly got enough that the game has slowed down for you. And if it hasn't, it's not going to.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And when I talk inexperience, I'm talking about actual snaps under center. You know, we got a seven-game body of work.
Yep.
You know, when they turn it over to him next year and he's got the full season health allowing, well, we're going to find out a whole lot more. I actually think the kid's going to be okay.
Okay.
Well, I really do.
I don't know. You know, this is one of those we get paid to proffer an opinion. The jury's still out. I'm not smart enough and haven't seen enough that I can unequivocally proffer an answer that it's going to be fine. I just really don't know. I know what I do know, as we kind of whittle away the last couple of minutes here, is that with the market being what it is, you know, come March 9th, since the Denver Broncos weren't able to lock them up on time, they're not going to be the only suitors.
No, that's true.
Because there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. There's a wealth of teams awash in cash. And, you know, for these positions like quarterback and pass rushing defensive end, it's all about supply and demand. And we got, you know, we have plenty of demand and not much supply. So a guy like Brock Osweiler for his 7 starts is going to command a boatload of money. 3 years for 45 may not get it done. You know, here's a guy with 7 starts may end up commanding close to $20 million a year. As unfathomable as that seems.
That's crazy. No, I know. I mean, I get your point.
$15 million a year for a guy who's made 7 starts, yeah, and he didn't exactly take the league over by storm. That in and of itself is crazy. He's still an unproven guy.
That's true.
You know, but that's what the market will bear. That's why I think those pass-rushing defensive ends that can really get up after the quarterback, they're going to hit the mother load too. You know, I'm firmly convinced as teams continue to wiggle for more cap room and more cap room. There's so much money available out there to be spent, and nobody to spend it on.
I think they should spend it on us.
Yeah, there you go. That'll happen. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around an incredibly fun edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you notice where the liquor was when you went through my kitchen?
Sure.
Go make us a drink.
Stalling, honey?
What do I call you besides stupid?
Stupid will do if you don't bruise easily. Otherwise, you might try Danny.
Not bad, Scotty, not bad. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast. You know, we like to talk about GoFundMe here on the network. And if you listen to today's show, Sam Ellinger and Ms. Taylor joining us. And all those interviews are great in the fact that everything now is digital. We save them for posterity. They're there. If you missed today's show, you want to grab us on one of the various different outlets you can get us on and listen to it, it's there for you. But it's not always the case in the old days. And if you go to our homepage, about halfway down in the right-hand corner, Ron's sitting there, and he has a little video that explains to you how we're going to go about raising some money and digitalize all those old interviews as far as part of our GoFundMe campaign. Check it out. It doesn't matter the amount of money you give. It can be a buck. It can be $5. It can be $500. It can be $5,000. But some of the legends, and we talked about them when we were measuring up quarterbacks, have been interviewed on this network, literally over 12,000 interviews. Takes time, takes money to make sure they're preserved for posterity. We don't want to lose them. So a couple bucks here and there, we appreciate it. We're going to go forward with this, get all this stuff preserved. You get a special site that you can go to, grab the various, you know, interviews that we have. Enjoy it, and we rotate them consistently, and you can hear some of the legends as we go along. Well, that's it for the Attack. As I said, want to thank our guests for coming on board, and of course, the great Scott Cuddy. Great Scott Cuddy, making sure everything stays on the air, which ain't always the easiest of tasks. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.